Natural Solutions with Dr. J, your source for time-tested and cutting-edge natural medicine approaches to optimize your health, with your host, Dr. J. Sordian.
Code blue in the White House. What successful presidents sell voters to win elections. Chapter 8, Code Blue or Code Red in the White House. Current presidential candidates. When you hear the phrase code blue, what do you think of? Many people who are TV watchers of medical shows might conjure up the thought, someone's heart has stopped. They are turning blue. The resuscitation team needs to get them very quickly or they might really die. Others might think, oh, code blue in the White House must mean something about the death of the presidency, or the president in the White House is going to die, or, reading even more into the phrase, the presidents who were assassinated all were ones who were advocating for a national bank. Then again, everyone also knows about the phrase code red. This means an emergency. Maybe an international conflict has gotten so bad, the military is on high alert, and the use of nuclear weapons is being considered. Or a natural disaster has become so bad, like a major hurricane, that a national disaster is declared. At any rate, code red is a dangerous situation. But the title is not code red in the White House. It is code blue in the White House. So why else may the title have been called code blue? Well, political pundits might be thinking that the traditional colors associated with the Republican and Democratic parties are somehow involved in this code blue title, suggesting that the Democrats, the blue states, will be in the White House again after the 8 years of the Democratic Obama presidency. Words of caution and disclaimer note. The author is a certified trainer with BankCode. He has had years of experience in coding patients, salespersons, marketers, other business people, family, and friends. However, with respect to these findings and opinions in this book, he does not speak for BankCode, BankCode Academy, or any other person associated with BankCode. The analysis and interpretations of the data are the sole opinion of the author. The data come from other willing volunteers, almost all of whom could be eligible voters. This is in no way an official or even unofficial position or opinion or suggestion of the BankCode company, Global XTS, or its principals. It is just a fun study by a knowledge type, the author of this book. Blue is associated in the BankCode personality testing system with a blueprint type. Blueprints are plans to be followed. They are a traditional architectural tool. They create the structure that must be followed to create a reliable building, a box that someone can live or work in safely. The blueprint type of personality likes titles and uniforms. They believe in hierarchies. The military is a good example of the values associated with the blueprint type. And the military, as well as the military-industrial complex, is known to command a huge part of the U.S. government budget. The president is the commander-in-chief of the military. So the influence of the military in the White House is very significant from the standpoint of titling this book Code Blue. The question arises, who would the military-industrial complex want to be in the White House? Obviously, they would want someone who would represent their needs and values, which include having as big of a budget as they want, having solid pension plans and veteran benefits, and having support to protect the lives of soldiers and commanders by not conducting frivolous wars or interventions. Democratic or Republican, objectively, is not a huge issue for the military in reality because they have not had huge problems getting support from either party. Although the downsizing that occurred in the past after the end of the Cold War was met with resistance from many quarters, not just the uniformed military, but also the civilian defense industries. Both Democrats and Republicans were involved in downsizing, as was the military itself. The military had to come up with the list of priorities of things like base closings. The bottom line with the Code Blue innuendo is that all of the above meanings and suggestions are relevant for the title of this book. Is a death or assassination of a president in the future? Is the military a controlling factor in the selection of the president? Is it necessary for a candidate to be a heavy backer of military intervention to be elected? Is a Republican or a Democrat going to ascend to the presidency this time around? So, given that long introduction to this chapter, which presidential candidate is most likely to get into the Code Blue White House? Who will run the White House? Most people agree that the Republican Party is most often associated with putting forward a party platform that brags that they have a stronger support for the military than do the Democrats. People generally would say that Republicans are more traditional and conservative than Democrats. Of course, there is the predominance of the blue dog Democrats in the past few decades that fades that distinction between the Republicans and Democrats. Interesting that they choose the term blue dogs. I will go into greater depth on explaining personality types in a later chapter, but this cycle of presidential hopefuls has been particularly intriguing this time. Because the traditional conservative candidate representing the Republican Party, having a lot of blueprint characteristics, is surprisingly absent. Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, a couple of others who ran are definitely in the blueprint dominant arena. Donald Trump is definitely not much of a blueprint. He doesn't operate within the box. So there was a definitive Republican rejection of this outsider from the start. He is not sufficiently code blue. As you will see later as well, even Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton are more blue than Donald Trump. And for the Republicans who really want a code blue in the White House, the thought that Hillary Clinton is more of their candidate than Donald Trump is turning the stomachs of the Republican leadership. This is well evidenced by the outright rejection of Donald Trump as a candidate for the Republicans by the Republicans from the start. There is still a begrudging acceptance by negotiation of a slim majority of Republican leaders at this point. Republican presidents have each even stated that they were not going to attend the Republican convention. Has this ever happened before? So, before you read on about personality types, I ask that you participate in a survey of your opinion on the personality types of the past presidents, past presidential candidates, and current presidential candidates. Which type do you think each candidate predominantly fits? Before going on, give your opinion in our national poll. Go to www.surveymonkey.com/r/presidential-survey. Please participate in this survey to see how your ideas fit with the surveys we have in this book. You will also qualify to get a discount on your own personality analysis by completing this survey. That is www.surveymonkey.com/r/presidential-survey. Summary. When surveys are done on the candidates, how quickly people can decide which candidate fits what bank code depends upon two possibilities: either a quick recognition of values or a confusion about what values they hold. So at this point, let me prematurely describe some survey results that may or may not make sense to you. The next chapter clarifies a bit more, but here we go. My surveys revealed the following. One, all successful presidents of the past were a mixture of bank code types, and most had at least a little nurturing in them. Two, all Republicans had strong blueprint, with Barack Obama, a Democrat, having the most blueprint of any president. I believe that this explains why he may have won his two elections with some Republican votes. It also suggests why many Republicans vilified him so much. Three, Donald Trump. Almost all people, novices or experts on bank code, immediately said he was an A type. Only one said he was a B type. I think that he doesn't have enough B type in him intrinsically to appeal to Republicans. Perhaps knowing this, he tried to use Sarah Palin, both a B and A type, to enhance his blueprint. But her lack of intellectual focus detracted from his message. This is not to say that I think Donald Trump had a particularly focused message in the first three quarters of his campaign, other than tearing down everyone else. Four, on the other hand, the same satire that ensued from the Palin endorsement was just more publicity and free airtime for Donald. Six, this recognition of his uber A-typeness even was found when I surveyed Japanese citizens in Sakai City, Japan, during a student exchange in August. I'm actually in Nagasaki on the Memorial Day of the atomic bombing, paying my respects and finishing up my writing as we speak. Even Filipino here in Nagasaki who were involved in a peace summit also chose the A card as Donald Trump's primary code. Seven, approximately 1 in 10 respondents have initially said that Donald Trump doesn't fit any of the cards because none of the cards list negative characteristics. Eight, Bernie Sanders. Most said N type, but a few said he was a K type. He doesn't have enough blueprint to have the Code Blue endorsement, and he displayed only minimal values of action in the first position, much more being a teamwork and community slash service oriented campaign than a me campaign. Same results in Japan. Nine, Hillary Clinton. There was confusion by many whether she was K or B type. A few said N and one said A. Same thing in Japan. 10. It seems more and more clear over time that anyone with such an unclear mix of types creates confusion in the electorate. Past Democratic presidents have had a mixture of types, and Hillary Clinton's profile seems close to that of President Barack Obama. Hillary Clinton's support for the White House thus is, first and foremost, her primary tribe. Then, like all presidential election winners, a win will turn out to hinge on Democratic operatives, Democratic loyalists looking for jobs and political favors, and people who feel a woman should be elected to the presidency sometime. And then there is the alternative. So, compared to Donald Trump, why not now? The next chapter is titled Chapter 9, Research on Presidential Personality Typing, for our next session. Thank you so much for listening to Natural Solutions with Dr. J. You can get your copy of Code Blue in the White House, What Successful Presidents Sell Voters to Win Elections, at Amazon and on Kindle, or by going to codeblueinthewhitehouse.com. You have been listening to another chapter out of the book, Code Blue in the White House. The successful presidents sell voters to win elections. You can buy your own copy of this book on Kindle or on Amazon by going to the website www.codebluein thewhitehouse.com. That's codebluein thewhitehouse.com. And continue listening to Natural Solutions with Dr. J. You will be able to hear other chapters out of this book, as well as other chapters read from the book Super Brain, Maximize Your Brain Health for a Better Life, and Outsmarting the Dementia Epidemic. We also have very interesting interviews with a wide variety of individuals across the professional spectrum, talking about dementia, talking about your brain, talking about health, and a wide variety of other topics that we feel will benefit you both in your physical, mental, spiritual, and emotional health arenas. This is Dr. J. Sordian wishing you a great day and looking forward to speaking to you again in the near future.